The Man in the Iron Mask.
When King Louis returns to Paris, he is determined to make the Queen suffer. A symbol of the bitterness he feels towards all women from now on. And before his brother Edmund and Letellier, he strikes on the door and utters dire threats to Maria Theresa, who stands listening on the other side.
A locked door. Have you ever heard of that before, Letellier, or you, Edmund? A locked door between the king and his wife. All right, you vixen, we'll soon have your fame. Now then, may I have this room clear?
Yes, Your Majesty. But as yet, we've made no definite arrangements regarding Monsieur Marchiali.
Well, I'm keeping my promise, aren't I? I told you that you'd be allowed to go free for 3 days.
Yes, you told him that, Your Majesty, but when and where shall he report so that he can be transferred with his wife to the island? He resembles you much too closely to be seen coming here to the palace. And even outside...
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Now, remember this and remember it well, Edmund. You'll wear that cowl always when you're abroad.
Yes.
And perhaps if you would come straight here to me in 3 days' time at this hour.
I suggest, Your Majesty, that you allow him to wear your ring. The ring with the royal crest, which would allow him to enter the palace without any challenge and come straight to these rooms.
Excellent, Letellier. Here it is, Edmund. Yeah, slip it on your finger, and when you report with your wife ready for transportation, all you have to do is to show this ring, and you'll be led to me wherever I am.
Yes, Louis.
But always remember, your cowl covers your face, so that nobody can recognize you or me.
I understand perfectly. Louis?
Yes?
Be kind to the Queen, won't you?
What has that got to do with you?
Nothing, except... Well, you are the king. You set a royal example. Try and make your queen happy, so that happiness is reflected among your own people.
Oh, what grand words. Perhaps you should be king yourself, Edmund. So magnanimous, so warm-hearted towards your subjects. But you are not king. Nor are you ever likely to be. Now get out. You too, Letellier. I want these apartments to myself. That gilt door shall be opened before 10 minutes have passed, even if I have to kick it down.
Please be kind to her. She's a stranger in a strange land.
Yes. And she'll find me strange, too. Very strange since my return from the country. Now be gone, both of you.
Well, as you say, Louis.
Your cowl.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Just a moment, Edmund.
Yes?
Why this sudden concern for the Queen?
She's a woman, a helpless woman.
Well, how do you know? Have you seen her while I've been away?
Why, no. No, as you can see, the door is locked. Before you left, you quarreled with the Queen, didn't you?
Yes, yes, of course I quarreled with the Queen. But when I find you suddenly rallying to her cause...
No, I merely plead for the sake of common humanity. You will see me in 3 days, Louis. Goodbye.
Adieu. And now, little Maria Theresa, for you. Maria? Are you there? Maria? No answer from the vixen. Will you open that door, Maria? Your king commands! Still no answer. I'll kick this door down! No! Oh, curses! Oh, methinks I'm not as confident a housebreaker as I thought. Well, perhaps a little wine. And I'll fortify myself for lesson number one in the manners of a queen towards her king.
Meanwhile, Maria Theresa, on the other side of the door, terrified at these threats and mutterings of her husband, crossed the room and rang for her maid-in-waiting, Louisa. But apparently Louisa had been detained, for no one came in answer to her call. And as she sank, frightened and trembling, into a divan, wondering if the king would once more resume his onslaughts on the door, there suddenly came a sound from behind her.
Who is that?
Open the window, quickly.
Who is it?
It's Edmund. Quickly, there's not a moment to lose.
What are you doing here?
Wait till I close the windows. Maria, we parted abruptly because the king came back unexpectedly. I've come here to say goodbye, to thank you for your kindness and understanding.
Oh, Edmund.
You'll You'll find the king in an ugly mood.
I know.
You heard?
Yes, I was listening at the door. I'm so frightened. Why does he act in this way? What have I done to harm me? He hates me so.
If you're diplomatic, if you flatter him, it'll be easier for you. But whatever happens, don't fight him. Please don't. Remember, he's the king. Everybody does as he commands. There's not a hope of your succeeding. Not a hope.
Oh, Edmund.
Now, Maria, I must hurry. I must go on my way. I have only 3 days.
3 days? To find the woman you love?
Yes.
You will marry her?
Yes. And then I must report back here at the palace, ready to be taken to our island. And that's how I managed to come here to you today. This ring, signet ring which the king gave me, which allows me free entry into any part of the palace. As soon as I left the king's atelier, I hurried through the anteroom to the terrace and across to this window.
Before you go, Edmund, tell me, what island is it they are sending you to?
I don't know, Maria. You would tell me nothing of that. But wherever it is, don't worry about me, Maria. I'll have the person I love most in the world beside me. Rather, should you worry about yourself? For you have a heavy cross to bear.
Yes, Edmund. And there's only one consolation. But it's for my people, for Spain.
May I ask you once again, Maria, entreat you. You will never tell Louis that I told you the truth.
That you were masquerading as Louis?
Yes. Remember, if he knew that you knew, that anybody outside L'Atelier and certain trusted guards knew, he would have me executed at once.
Your secret is safe with me. Goodbye, Edmund, and God bless you. May you have all the happiness in this world that you deserve.
Meanwhile, the king, on the other side of the great gilt door, had called for wine and yet more wine. And now, having lost his first impatience in the mellowing influence of this wine, he set about giving orders with a determined delight. Carpenters were sent for, L'Atelier and several other members of the court were summoned. And so he proceeded to give his orders.
It seems that the queen has gone into retirement. You carpenters are here to operate on that door.
Your Majesty, what will people say?
Well, what do I care what they say? I'm the king and the queen is like any other disobedient subject. She must be made an example. Carpenters, smash down that door!
Oh, Your Majesty, if only this could be done quietly.
Please stop!
I think Her Majesty is unlocking the door.
Well, a very sensible move. Ah, my queen. So at last you've consented to leave your walled tomb. Oh, no, no, don't come in here. Let me instead enter your sweet, scented boudoir.
Louis, oh, please.
Clear the rooms, all of you. That includes you, L'Atelier. We are not to be disturbed.
No, Your Majesty.
Ah, the sweet perfume of a woman's boudoir. Elusive, attractive, enchanting. And the door, battered though it is, still stands stoutly on its hinges. I'll lock it in case we're disturbed.
Louis. You've been drinking again.
Quite so, my pet. And the fault lies at your door. Oh, that's good. Your gilt door, because you refused to open it. Well, I think it's time you and I saw eye to eye, my dear Maria. Your behavior, to say the least of it, has been defiant, disobedient, and very dangerous. But I am the King of France.
Yes, Louis.
And you treat me as though I were a stranger.
You are a stranger. You don't even know yourself, Louis. For if you did, you would be terrified, horrified as others are.
Ah, the little Spanish mouse shows spirit now. But I'll soon make you come to him. Come here. I said, come here.
Oh, Louis, please have pity on me. I'm a stranger in France. I find it so hard to understand you when you drink.
But you did tell me at one time that you loved me almost as though I were two people.
Yes, I know, but...
But what?
Oh, I don't know you. You changed so rapidly.
Oh, that's good. Such a devastating change that you can hardly recognize me. Sit down here by this window. I said sit down here by this window with me.
Yes, Louis.
Do you know, since you've been in Paris, you've become to look even prettier. Whether it's the clothes, or whether it's...
What's the matter, Louis? What are you staring at?
What's that at your feet?
I don't know.
Allow me. A ring. My signet ring. Where did this come from?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
It's only 2 hours ago that I gave this ring to Maria. After he left me, he came to you.
Oh, no, Louis, no.
After he left my apartments with this ring, he must have come to you. Then you know. You know the truth. Answer me, you little vixen. You know the truth.
Yes, Louis, yes. Oh, please, Louis, don't harm him. It wasn't his fault. Please don't harm him. Have mercy.